It was a bold and ambitious scheme to rebuild and redevelop Norwich, parts of which lay in ruins following the end of the Second World War. Peace came at a cost. Hundreds of people had been killed and injured in the bombing raids. Around 30,000 houses have been destroyed or damaged, along with some landmark buildings. Behind the scenes, 80 years ago, consultants C.H. James and S. Rowland Pierce, along with city engineer H.C. Rowley, were working on a controversial City of Norwich plan for 1945 to rebuild the city and its suburbs to face the challenges ahead, and there were plenty of them. The plan looked to the future with sweeping boulevards, a civic centre, a college, clinics, an outer ring road, an inner ring road, a large viaduct over Carrow Valley, and so much more. Some people loved it. Others hated it. But that is what the planners wanted, a feedback from the public to agree on a way forward for the next 50 years. Yes, times were tough. The city was bruised and battered, but it was an opportunity to rebuild for the future. The hefty 135-page book certainly got people talking and shouting. Norman Tillett, chairman of the City Planning Committee, wrote an introduction to the book, saying, "Norwich has a rich history and a significant and purposeful past. Her presence is significant too, insofar as it shows that, unlike her bygone alter ego, she had failed to recognise the potentialities of the age and the need for progressive change." And he added, "If Norwich is to be re-established as a fine city, there is much to do and much to be undone during the period which we have reckoned as our time in which the proposals should ripen to maturity." Proposals included a 70-foot-high viaduct sweeping over Brackendale, over the top of the football ground and the Wensum onto Thorpe. Norman, a former solicitor who was a regular writer on planning issues for our papers, explained, "The intention of this plan is that it should form the basis for the growth and development for the next 50 years, and within its broad design there must be room for flexibility and for the exercise of discretion in its execution." He quoted Franklin Roosevelt, President of the United States during the war, saying, "This war, like the last war, will produce nothing but destruction unless we prepare for the future now, unless we plan for the better world we would wish to build." Norman, who became Lord Mayor in 1958, ended his introduction writing, "There is neither time nor place for idleness or apathy. The success of our post-war cities and the welfare of their citizens will depend on the attitude we adopt now and the thoroughness with which we plan for the future."